Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Worship with us now. Let's sing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we do greet you in Jesus' name and invite you to worship the Lord with us. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's service from Colossians chapter 2, beginning with verse 6. And I always read from King James Version. He says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Well, since the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, let's see this clearly and let's walk in Him, rooted and built up and established in the faith as we have been taught. Let's abound therein with thanksgiving. I'm so thankful today, aren't you? One song says, I'm so happy, and here's the reason why. Jesus took my burdens all away. Praise the Lord. Well, if it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone, tell them about our little broadcast ministry, and invite them to worship with you. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, you missed the broadcast, or you want to hear it again, you go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online. You can select the date and worship with us on whichever broadcast you would like to do so. All right, we're going to take the Sing His Praise hymnal. Go to page 260. Here's a good hand clapping Pentecostal song, the Hallelujah side. Join in with us. Let's sing together.
Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then He threw His robe around me, and He led me to His fold. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dream, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams, and I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Not for all earth's golden millions would I leave this precious place, though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried. For I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in His love and grace, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music, and my heart with great delight. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, hallelujah. And upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore, and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, you will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Well, come on over here and join us on the hallelujah side. Our precious promise today before we pray comes to us from 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. He says, "And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." Praise the Lord for the Word of God on each broadcast. I trust these excerpts that we read during the broadcast service will stick to your heart. It'll find a place there to lodge, and it will feed your soul and give you some strength to go on for the rest of the day. He said, "And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin." May the Lord help us to love one another and be more charitable one to another. Shall we pray? We thank you, Lord, for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, that we have the instructions and we have your advice. And we're thankful, Lord, that you direct us to ways, Lord, that we can draw closer to you. We're thankful, Lord, that right here you show us how to cover the multitude of sins by, above all things, having fervent charity among ourselves. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Help us to be more charitable one to another. Help us to have a giving heart and a kind spirit, loving one another. I pray, Lord, you'll help our Christian light to shine. Lord, we pray that we'll shine bright in this dark world. I pray, Lord, that men and women will see the love of God in us as it's manifested from you through us. Help us to be a light for Jesus every day. Lord, help our lights to shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Lord, I just pray if today there's someone in this audience today, maybe they've been offended or maybe they've seen something out of a person that claims to be a Christian that has brought them some disappointment. I pray, Lord, you'll speak to the one that's done the offending, and I pray, Lord, you'll speak to the one that's become offended. And Lord, you can draw them together. You can ease that situation and solve that problem. Lord, that offended person, Lord, can be drawn closer to you. And the one that did the offending, even by accident, I pray, Lord, you'll speak to them and they'll be drawn closer to you. Have your way, I pray, in our hearts and lives, in Jesus' name. Praise him with us now.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so.
I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast, so if you will, be ready to take it down. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something left you'd like to share with us, it would help us to keep coming to you. No gift is too large or too small, and it all goes to pay for our radio internet expenses. All right, thank you so much. Here's one entitled, I'm Gonna Walk Out of This Valley. When the Lord laid down the hedge on Job to try him, he took his children, everything he owned. But Job didn't sit and cry, he just looked up to the sky, and he came right out of that valley with a whole lot more. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. I'm not gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die with heaven's waiting just a little bit higher? I'm gonna walk right out of this valley with my Lord. The road that we must travel to that city won't always be right on the mountain high. But if the valley I must face, I know the Lord's gonna give me grace to make the trip back up the hill where the sun shines bright. I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. I'm not gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die with heaven awaiting just a little bit higher? I'm gonna walk right out of this valley with my Lord. Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. I'm not gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die with heaven awaiting just a little bit higher? I'm gonna walk right out of this valley with my Lord. Hallelujah. Well, just come on up here with us. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is that acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Let's read one more. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. Well, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Not gonna let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die with heaven awaiting just a little bit higher? I'm gonna walk right out.